listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. Boy, what a great time I'm having. You know, I want to just say how great having Sheriff Brown and Sheriff Buffett here, which was really fun for me, because all our guests this morning, in their own way, have brought a lot of fun to this show and interesting stuff. From George, Dale, and Howard, and Sheriff Brown, now Bill Clevenger, and I thought Mike was coming, but it's Carol Lee. Carol Lee Meiser from Newhoff. Both you guys were former Newhoffers, now working for the Park District, because you're, Bill, you're in the entertainment business in a much bigger way than ever before with this amphitheater.
Absolutely. We're in the experience business, and that's our primary goal down there, is to create a memorable experience for everybody who shows up throughout the season for us.
And it's going to start... at least at the amphitheater. I mean, you always have stuff going on at the Park District. But this new endeavor at the amphitheater, when? In May?
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend will be our opening weekend.
Okay. And I've seen the progress pictures, and I've seen the rendering, obviously. They're beautiful.
It is an incredible place to be and to see some entertainment. And the view of the lake is unmatched. It's a place you just have to experience to see it.
It is spectacular. I'm looking at a picture right now that was in the Herald and Review, and I guess I didn't realize the way they've kept that so open in on the stage area. Do you see that whole lake in the background?
It's absolutely unique to Central Illinois. We, you know, Howard has given us the opportunity to be the destination for summer entertainment in Central Illinois, which is going to be phenomenal for the greater Decatur community, as well as our Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign. They'll come to Decatur and they'll say, wow, you have a lake in the middle of your community and you're taking advantage of it.
I'm looking at some of the acts that you've already got lined up, but you don't have opening night to be announced. I imagine that's going to be a big deal.
That'll be shortly.
Yeah, and it's coming. And to fill that up, are you going to try to have something every weekend down there?
Pretty much. Regular basis, we're going to have, 16 to 20 shows. Mm-hmm. There's going to be an opportunity for everybody down there. That's our goal, is to be all-inclusive and provide something that will be, unique to Decatur, but also that anybody and everybody will have an opportunity to go down there. And we're going to make it affordable, $5 Fridays. Spend the whole evening down there. Bring the family down, have an evening. We're going to have free movie nights. There's just going to be a variety of things down there.
I love the fact that you're doing all these tribute bands. I find that the tribute bands can replicate great music, sometimes better than the bands themselves, or they're just not around to hear it anymore, but they replicate it. And for example, Sue and I, we're going over to Springfield to watch Rain to do the Beatles again. And you've got Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. You've got a tribute band doing Motown. You got a tribute band doing the Eagles.
Journey.
Mm-hmm. You know, and these people study these bands, and it's just fun to hear it live and not just to count on your iPhone to give it to you from classic rock or something like that.
It's been amazing to me to work with Mike, a.k.a. Toby, through this process of selection of these groups and how much time and energy he's put into getting the right sound and a group that's going to come here and knock it out of the park for us.
Yeah, you know, and Carolee, do you work with Mike? How do you guys figure this out?
Yeah, his office is right across from mine. So we collaborate. I have different taste in music than he does. And we'll sort of all collaborate and talk about, hey, you know, would you pay to come see this, or could you get friends together to go do that? So it's been a really fun process to see how he discovers acts, and then really, as Bill said, you know, sort of make sure that they are at the top of the scale whenever he makes an offer.
So Mike Wilcott, is
the yeah, old... we should probably explain. A lot of people in radio don't actually use their real voice. I do, or their real name. I do. I
Everybody
didn't.
Thinks you're the voice now. Too,
I didn't. Yeah. That is actually a woman named Roberta Solomon, and she's wonderful. But no, that's that is not me. But yeah, some people don't. And for a long time, Mike Wilcott was known as Toby Tucker on our sister station, 95Q. So he has now gone back to his actual name. He is not using his radio name. So
that'd be hard, I think, to have a radio name.
You know, when he joined us, every day I had trouble figuring out which name to use
yes.
when you start the day.
Yeah.
So now we've settled in on our given name, Mike.
I had no idea. I bet I've known Mike or Toby for 15 years here, seeing him. He's going off the air as I was going on Monday nights. Always Toby. Until I ran into his mother. She goes, you know, I'm Mike Wilcott's mom. I go,
who's Mike Wilcott?
Who's Mike Wilcott? You didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
She goes, you know, Toby Tucker. I go, no, I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know? So, man, I don't know. So anyway, he's really good with country, obviously. What are you really good with?
So my favorite type of music is hip-hop, actually.
See, there you go. And that shows my age. I'm a classic rock guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did the Super Bowl, and they had Maroon 5. It was not exactly classic rock yet, but then they had all the hip-hop along with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like apples and oranges, but it is a big, big draw.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun whenever he's looking at different acts and giving us the opportunity to weigh in. I don't think that any of us have the final say necessarily, but it's good to get a poll of, you know, what gauge the interest of what people might like.
So you're going to have some hip hop.
Hopefully.
Now, do you have any lined up yet?
So we have a Grammy nominated R&B artist that we have not announced the name yet. So I'm very excited about
that.
Could that
be the opening act?
No, actually, that is scheduled for August 9th.
You know, it'd be kind of neat if I got a scoop on the show, you know.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And there's a reason they don't say anything, because there are still things, negotiations.
Oh,
and all
I get
that.
It.
We don't want to ruin it for anybody.
We are really excited, though, to put out our headlines once we're able to announce them. I think that there's been a bit of confusion in the public with our preliminary list that we unveiled. This is strictly that it does not include any headlines. So whenever there are people out, you know, concerned about, oh, there's no big acts, or is this all that they're bringing? This is strictly a preview of what we're going to have.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about this. I'm going to get something out of you when we come back from the news.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV and BBAM. That would be certified pre-owned vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Voted on today.
White House sources tell me the president hasn't even decided whether or not he'll sign it, because he wants to make sure he's not signing something that has not been fully vetted and very carefully vetted, and that's why they're poring over each and every letter right now. Over 1,000 pages long.
Fox's Kevin Cork at the White House. The deadline's tomorrow midnight to avoid another partial government shutdown. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort could get more prison time than expected, with his plea deal now voided by a federal judge ruling he lied to investigators.
Manafort was accused of lying about several matters, including about discussions with an alleged former Russian spy, about a Ukrainian peace plan, and about sharing polling data during the 2016 presidential campaign. Manafort has already been convicted of bank and tax fraud and will be sentenced on March 13th.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
There is no doubt you've been touched by the generosity and impact of our donors in some way, but do you know what the Community Foundation of Macon County actually does? I'm Natalie Beck, president of the Community Foundation of Macon County, Primarily, we work as a GPS for our donors to help them navigate their philanthropic journeys. We work with donors to establish individual funds in their names that can benefit a cause, a favorite organization, or provide a scholarship. As the administrator of the donor funds, we invest the assets, consider the donor's advice in grant making, and we work with nonprofits that will benefit from our donors' generosity. Last year, our donors made over $3.6 million in grants to 298 nonprofits. 98% of those grant dollars stayed right here in Central Illinois. We invite you to explore the opportunities we provide for you to create positive change. With so many reasons to give, why wouldn't you join the movement of givers here in Macon County? Call us at 429-3000 to learn how you can give where you live.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast. We've got a 20% chance we could see some rain showers after 5 p.m. Cloudy and highs near 52. For tonight, 20% chance of rain before 9 p.m. Cloudy and lows around 19 degrees. Friday, 30% chance of snow in the afternoon, increasing clouds, highs near 24. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny and highs near 34 degrees. It is 41 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Someday. Now we're back to that Valentine's music. Brian liked this one, a little Frank Sinatra. Welcome back. It's Valentine's Day. We're talking amphitheater, but before we get back to that, it's time to go over to Benjamin F. Edwards, to Jamie Bruner. Jamie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. The popular averages traded higher for much of the session on Wednesday, and the Dow was up 117 points to 25,543. Investors were encouraged by news that President Trump is expected to sign a bill to avert another government shutdown and to allocate about $1.38 billion for border security. In economic news, the consumer price index was unchanged during January. The CPI was up 1.6% from a year ago. This is below the Federal Reserve's 2% target, indicating inflation continued to be tame. Core CPI, which removes the volatile food and energy components, increased 0.2% during January, and core prices were up 2.2% versus a year ago. The president of the Philadelphia Fed said, quote, temperate inflation and moderate growth call for just one interest rate hike during 2019 and another during 2020. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.28%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.37%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.02%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was up 2/32, yielding 2.697%. Gold futures were down $6.40 at $1,308.70. Crude oil futures were up 60 cents at $54.50 a barrel. The Dow has started Valentine's Day at 25,371, a negative 171 points. ADM at 4220, Ameren 6862, Caterpillar 13178, Norfolk Southern 17998, PPG 10659, Tate and Lyle 3719, and Mueller Water 1057. And with love in the air, I close with the following from Dr. Seuss. You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Kevin was not paying attention.
Well, we're talking amphitheater. It's so exciting. I'm trying to get this act out of them, and I can't do it.
Don't do it. You might ruin it for everyone. All right,
I'm not going to. I know. And, you know, it's always nice to be surprised. So I have Bill Clevenger here with Carolee Meisner, and they are here to talk about the amphitheater because it is big for Nelson Park, for Decatur, for Macon County, for quality of life in this. Actually, it's going to draw outside of Macon County, don't you think, Bill?
It's going to be a regional attraction. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, Kevin, this goes back to, 2010, 2011, when this whole idea of a rebirth of the lakefront sort of took place through that planning process. And think where we've come with all the things that have happened in that park. Pretty spectacular for our community.
It is a jewel. I mean, believe it or not, 41 years ago when I came to this town, first time I was here when I interviewed at J.L. Hubbard, I accepted the job. And I didn't even know where Decatur was up until then. And I said, well, my head was spinning. I decided to drive around town. And I come downtown, and there's a lake right in the middle of the city. I've never seen anything like that. And I go, holy cow. I mean, for an outsider to see that lake, you just sometimes think people here take it for granted. It is unbelievable asset.
You know, you mentioned that in the earlier segment with Sheriff Buffett. And look at that basin and how interactive that basin is now. Scoville Zoo, Children's Museum, new train to be unveiled this spring.
That's exciting.
Walking trail 4 miles around the basin. And we still have hopes that we're going to be able to improve that. A new amphitheater coming online. The water park coming out of the ground right now. And by the way, the contractors are actively working on that. We're hoping for early summer opening there. The mini golf course that's come out of the ground. And all those things that we dreamed about 6-8 years ago are now becoming reality.
And look at the beach house. What a great restaurant. And what they've done to that outside area, what you've done.
Well, absolutely. The promenade, the docks, the promenade, the deck, the beach house restaurant. People in that planning process said, okay, what's it going to look like? Show us what it might look like. And if you walk down there now, take a walk along that little promenade, you also see the memorial there, the 9/11 memorial.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, it's a beautiful addition to the lakefront. So we've slowly, methodically made our way through that, and it's going to become a gem for decades to come.
Carolee, there's going to be something for everybody.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we're most proud of the lineup as far as the amphitheater goes, is that truly there'll be something for everyone, from a date night to a family night to, like Bill said, free movies and $5 Fridays.
Tell me about the Chicago Six. I'm intrigued by this one, Bill and Carolee. You're bringing the Bears, the old Bears Super Bowl guys.
Yep, so the 1985 Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears. There are a couple members of that team that have formed this Chicago Six, and they actually have talented musicians behind them as well, and they'll do, they may even do the Super Bowl shuffle in their program. So,
Dan Hampton, Steve McMichael, Otis Wilson, I played golf with him.
Is that right?
Yeah, he just teamed up with us one day up there in Chicago. He's playing by himself, and he's a neat guy. I mean, so there's six of them?
So what? This is the 100th year of the Chicago Bears. So they're celebrating their 100th year. So, and with the tie that they have with the Decatur Staleys, we just thought it was a really cool connection and are excited to bring them to town.
But not only music, you're going to have comedians?
Absolutely.
We are.
It's going to be fun down there.
There are going to be a lot of different genres happening weekly down there.
And thank you for naming it after Devin G. Buffett. She deserves it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Howard gets a lot of compliments, as he deserves. But, you know, his wife is very quiet behind the scenes, and she guides him a lot. And I'm so glad she got recognized.
Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to recognize just a wonderful individual.
Well, you guys, good luck. This is really exciting. And I'd like to get you on Soy City Buzz to talk about it as well.
We'd be happy to do that.
And especially when you have a headliner. I'm going to wait until you got a headliner.
Anticipation's great, isn't it?
I am shameless, all right, Lindsay? All right, just don't tell Brian I was badgering him. All right, well, that's Bill Clevenger, the great director of the Park District for how many years now? It's got to be 30.
31.
Yeah, 31.
March 1st, we'll start my 32nd year.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
And Carolee, congratulations to you and Mike being over there and taking on this.
Leading us here.
Kevin, you know what's kind of interesting, too, is we're transitioning at the Park District. There have been a number of retirements, and the new
succession.
Well, we're running out of employees to steal from, Bill, so I'm not really sure what you're going to do there.
There you go.
Ooh, I thought we were going to get out of this without her inventing, but she did.
The barbs are flowing this morning.